Previously on A Pint of Cthulhu Fallout, we carried on exploring the quarters of the vault. We checked out the hidden door underneath the last room beside the cockroaches. We found a bunch of key cards and bits and pieces and some cash, which I, the robot, gave to Winnegan instantly, because why not? After that, we found a special medication plant in one of our side rooms. And after much discussion, we managed to extract it and give it to the cop. So, okay. And then we went to the other room behind it, and there was not much in there. And then we went to the research place. And that's where we are now, standing in the corridor.
There's not much in there, just an entire story that he wasn't able to read.
Damn it, I knew I forgot something! I knew I forgot that part. Dad, second you said it.
The gold bars, the traps, the $1,000.
Previously on Pint of Cthulhu Fallout, just listen to the last episode. Why the fuck are you wanting me to give you a preview?
This is the last episode. I don't see you guys doing it.
I mean, we can if you want.
How about you guys fill in the bits I forget? That's the thing. Because Matt would just clip it anyway, right?
We going with Cartman's stick?
Yeah, we're going with Cartman's take. Cartman's take's grand, yeah. I think I was talking about Cartman's take should stay in as well.
Yeah, just make this episode 40 minutes long.
I have actually added in some cold opens into these. And they are quite...
That's nice.
Yeah.
I'll have to actually start re-watching our episodes again.
So
I gotta actually start listening to our podcast. Like,
man, I am busy, okay?
Okay, I guess I gotta start giving a shit about our podcast. My bad. My bad, guys.
Just don't give a minute.
Anyway, should we go to the first room on the left of this corridor?
Yeah, okay. We were going to the south last episode we left off, which was 5 minutes ago, but we can if you want go to the left.
So let me just remind you.
Say 5 minutes.
You find yourself in
editing this out anyway.
You find yourself in the corridor of the research area. The corridor goes on to the west and heads up to the north. There are two rooms off of this research corridor. One to the north and one to the south of you currently. So you have three directions you can go in. And you're all just standing around doing nothing.
Let's go to the one on
the left. No, Billy Bob is smoking a blunt from the plant that was in.
How dare you,
Billy.
This is from my personal supply. Don't worry.
It must be because you haven't had enough time to dry out that plant yet.
Yeah, so he's just wet.
My personal supply.
Wrapped in a soggy piece of paper.
Give me that.
No. Hey, this isn't from yours. This is from mine.
Winnegan's gonna head down to the room below us to the south, the big open room with gun drawn.
Alright, excellent. So you walk into this room and you see the sign Observation and Treatment. The room is like as you enter, you get like a sort of sterile chill permeates the air, contrasts sharply with the warmth of the rest of the vault. The room is still illuminated, and it's illuminated from above by these like harsh fluorescent lights that kind of crackle and flicker a little bit, casting strange shadows in the walls. At the end, in front of you, at the end of the room, there's a large glass window next to a doorway into a much, much smaller room. Inside this room, there's just a bunch of tables and chairs. This is obviously the observation section of the observation and treatment room, where people would have sat, took readings.
Okay, so I'm just going to have a quick glance around for anything medical that we could snatch up that might still be good to use, since this isn't the main medicine area.
Yeah, unfortunately there isn't actually any medical equipment being kept in this room. This appears to be all just clipboards, computers that are all broken down at this point. Records, so like file cabinets, all that sort of stuff.
Alright, I'll just head on to the room further down then.
Excellent. As you walk through this room, you see the observation room. It's a thick glass that separates the observers from this treatment room. And from your position outside, you can see into the room. You can see that in the centre of the room sits like the focal point. It is the drug addiction treatment chair. It resembles a hybrid between a dentist chair and a futuristic medical device. It's cold, clinical metal. It's got restraints of the arms and the legs, sort of indicating its purpose for restraining patients during treatment.
Hey, Billy Bob, do you want to take a seat in a comfy chair?
Sounds good to me. Wait. Voice in my head says probably not a good idea.
No, come on, my friend. Come sit on this comfy chair right here, and we can cure you of any illnesses you have.
I'm going to go ahead and pass.
You sure? It's a very comfy chair.
I'm going to go ahead and pass.
Okay, can I roll to try to convince him?
No.
No, he's a player. You can't roll to convince a player to do something. You
have
to
I guess the rules of the die determine I'm going to sit in the chair.
Can Gertrude take the chair?
So, this is what am I thinking. Is I kind of want Billy Bob to sit in the chair.
Hang on.
No, because if I remember this vault, this is me being a Fallout nerd, if you sit in the chair and let it do stuff to you, it actually gives you something good.
Are we allowed to be convinced by Cartman lying to us as people and not to our characters?
I mean,
Cartman, can you do a perception check for me, please? Perception against survival.
He notices there's a hole in the middle of the chair where the crutch is.
Oh no. Well, that just means there's more reason to sit.
Wait, Billy Bob wants to sit in the chair.
Uh-oh. Wait, did you say
hole where the crutch is? Hold on. Back up.
Okay, so, Carmen, you do understand the chair. You understand its purpose. You can tell by looking at it what it's for and what it does. And yes, if you were to be strapped to the chair and let it do its work on you, you would be cured of any addiction that you currently hold.
Billy Bob, you've got to understand, you drink a lot of alcohol these days, and one day, this chair could cure you of that burden.
I can tell you it ain't no burden.
Yeah, but how would you like to drink more alcohol? Think about it.
I've been trying to tell myself to quit.
This special chair will be able to... Yeah, but this special chair will make you...
While they're arguing about this, can I look around for anything interesting in the room? Aside from chair boy.
Yeah, looking around the room, you find a bunch of... A lot of different papers, a lot of different readings, lots and lots of technical medical jargon in regards to drugs and regards to drug treatment. None of the computers are currently working, so you can't turn any of them on. Give me a perception check as well. Perception versus survival.
Perception. Oh, my survival's pretty bad, but...
Mine's a zero.
Oh, there's a success and a crit fail both.
A success and a crit fail, okay. As you walk towards the observation room window, you see some emergency medical supply box underneath the glass. As you reach to grab it, it falls apart in your hand. You trip over some some Stimpak juice that gets poured out of it. And let's see, do you hurt yourself? Yeah, go for it. Give me 1d4 of damage.
Oh no. That's a lot of damage. 1 damage.
Excellent. So you break all of the stim packs that were in the box.
Aw.
Slipping on the juice, you manage to cut yourself on one of the syringes, taking one HP of damage to like your hand or something.
Oof.
So, Bibar, this chair, you know you want to sit in it, right? It would help you greatly. It would make you a stronger warrior,
Is this an intervention? Am I being punked right now? Hold on. Ashton Kutcher, where are you? Hold on.
See, you're seeing people that aren't here, my friend. You need to take a seat. It'll be fine.
I'm gonna take a poll from everybody. Alright, Gertrude. Wait again. Do I have a problem?
He's just like splayed out in the like a fox casual pose, still on the ground with a bloody hand.
What kind of problem?
I mean, he says I have a drinking problem. He doesn't even know me, really. What do you think?
Well, on one hand, he is a medical robot, so he should know. On the other hand, I think this mod might have been a bit of an odd model, and you drink, but not too much, I don't think.
Debatable. You did get shit-faced in that weird clone
town
thing. We all
get shit-faced. Come on.
I'm shit-faced right now.
But if you take this opportunity to heal yourself, you would be able to get even more shit-faced, and your previous problems are no
more.
What
are you trying? Are you trying to stop me drinking or get me to drink more? I'm really confused now at this point.
I'm asking you to sit in the chair, my friend. It's for your own good, own best interests.
You seem more concerned with getting me drunk and getting me to sit in this chair than actually.
I think he wants to tie you up and buttfuck you.
How about I give you a beer and you sit in the chair?
Kind of fetish.
Maybe he wants your penis.
No. Ignore the silly super mutant. How about you just sit in the chair and everything would be great?
I don't think you're just being silly. I think you have a fixation on this. It's quite unhealthy. Perhaps you should go.
You want Gertrude to pop you?
I'm just going to go ahead and say I'm not going to sit in the chair. That's okay.
That seems correct.
To the next room.
Yeah, Mrs. I accept that. I'm going to say, oh, that's a shame. You should really sit in the chair. It would be good for you, but no. You made your decision.
It sounds like you're going to like make me mind control.
All right, so you're still in the observation room of the observation and treatment areas. Where do you go from here?
To the next room.
Back out, I guess, to the main like research area, and then. Do you guys want to do the rooms up or to the left first?
Doorway opposite where we are. We might as well go through that.
All yeah, right. Up here. Can I get anyone else to do some perception checks before you leave this room?
Oh, go on then. Go through to perception check. Ah, Gertrude got success.
Excellent. Gertrude has noticed the fresh blood trail did go into this room.
Oh.
Only did it go into this room, it also went into the treatment room.
Maybe we should go into that room after all.
I thought I did go in there.
Oh, nobody told me to go into the treatment room yet.
I thought I'd seen the thing through the glass and went into the treatment room and fell over the chair in the treatment room.
Yeah, I thought I examined the chair.
On your side of the room.
Oh, on my side. Oh, no, my side of the glass. Oh, okay, never mind.
Sorry.
Gertrude, go into the room.
All right. Gertrude goes to the door, opens the door, and can you give me an agility against survival check this time?
Uh-oh. If Gertrude gets shot, Gertrude going to kill. Agility, survival.
I mean, it's not like Gertrude's the strongest person here.
Oh, that's a fail.
As Gertrude walks into the room, she can see the chair is facing towards the glass, and a flash of blue and yellow catches her eye behind the chair as a pistol is brandished and shot towards the door.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
You are assuming
this hits Gertrude for 3 points of damage in the right leg. So, a shot has rang out from behind this chair where this girl was hiding. It's hit you in the right leg and she screams, "Don't you all come anywhere near me!"
Oh, fuck you, then. Gertrude goes out, shuts the door.
Okay. Gertrude leaves.
Carries on walking.
Doctor, if you would heal our companion and then go see to your child.
The doctor, ignoring this completely, does go to the doorway and tries to reason with the girl. He shouts in, "Please, please, we're only here to help you."
Didn't he say this was his daughter?
Yes.
Huh, alright.
You lie to us?
Are you?
Young girl. You can hear us. Can she hear us through the glass, does it seem?
Well, the door is still slightly. It's not fully closed, so she can't hear you.
Young girl, we're just a group of travelers, really. Mercenaries, it's a bit of a stretch. This man told us he was your father. Is that true? Do you know him at all?
The girl shouts back, I don't know my father. And the Dr. Rass says, I never said this was my daughter. I said I was looking for my daughter. This young woman ran in here after being attacked.
Fair enough.
So, who the fuck is this?
Some random person, I guess. All right, we'll leave you then. The way out is mostly clear. We've killed pretty much everything in here that would pose a threat if you want to leave. Or if you want to come out and help us out with the rest of it, seeing as you are armed, that would be much appreciated. Have you seen a little... how young is your daughter again?
She's in her early 20s.
Have you seen any other young women come around here?
All right, give me a charisma and speech check for this one. That was pretty good. I like that.
I'm not good at that.
I liked what you were saying there.
Should we spend an action point?
This will be quite an easy check, so at least just one success.
Yeah, no. Sorry, it's 4 for that. I got 18, 17. My charisma and speech are terrible. Winning's a huge bitch.
The girl shouts back, I don't believe any of you. She's coughing. Hey. She's spluttering.
How much luck do you have with her?
Hold on, sweet. Don't worry. You may not be the one we're looking for, but I'm going to promise you, you'll be able to get out here. I mean, we wouldn't be able to get in here if the way wasn't clear now. I mean, we maybe look pretty formidable, but trust me, there's nothing behind us here. If you want to go ahead and leave, that'd be just fine with us.
All right, you can give me a wee charisma against speech check as well then. See if she's more amenable to you.
That is 2 successes.
Wonderful. She's sitting from behind her chair. She's coughing. She splutters a little bit. She's like, really? Because I'm in a lot of pain here.
I mean, the man that came up with us is a doctor.
Dr.
Rast. Shot Gertrude in the leg. Fuck you.
Dr. Rast.
Well, we'll get you treated first.
Yeah, Dr. Rast excitedly takes this this opportunity to run through the door. He's like, of course, I can help. No problem. He goes to the young woman.
Yeah, I'm going to keep an eye on his sketchy ass while he's healing her.
Whoa. Doctor, I told this woman she was safe. Now, running up to her isn't helping my cause. You get what I'm saying? How about you take a step back for just a second?
Dr. Rast raises his hands. He takes a step back and says, please let me treat the woman.
Miss, would you like this doctor here to treat you?
I want anyone to treat me. I'm hurt.
All right.
Go ahead.
We're watching you, Doc. Go ahead.
So the doctor approaches the young woman. He asks her name and she says, she's hesitant to answer, but she does say that her name is Mika, cause of her wounds. She's in a lot of pain. She's obviously trying not to think too much about it, but she is really hurting here, and she relents. She gives her name. She wants to be treated. And she's clearly in filled with fear as well. She's very much afraid of something. She tells her name. Her name's Mika. And she also happens to be wearing a vault suit. Now, can I get a wee perception check from Winnegan on this one?
Sure thing. Perception against... what would it be against?
Perception check against survival.
That's a crit success, so 2 successes.
Excellent. As you're watching Dr. Rast move his way up to start treating the woman, you notice that the vault suit she's wearing isn't from this vault.
Oh, you're for the vault dweller then. Salutations.
As she looks around to see you, her eyes brighten a little bit. She starts to feel safer seeing you in full view with your vault suit on. She says, oh, thank the Lord. Thank God for you.
Working for a vault at the moment.
She tells you your name. She introduces herself more formally to you, personally. She informs you that she's a vault dweller from a vault far to the west. She says that her people are starving. She's been searching the Commonwealth for a way to help them. She is getting a little bit hesitant to answer things as she sees more people enter the room. A ghoul and a super mutant. She's starting to get a little bit weary again.
They seem quite the unconventional team, but they're quite effective. And it's always good to have muscle around. My vault's doing fine for food. We are looking for a mechanical part, though. But not with any great urgency.
With a little bit of suspicion in her face, she asks, What are you looking for?
Be great if I could remember what we're looking for. But we haven't had it be relevant in, like...
Scientist's daughter?
No, because you're not...
No. There's, like... Wasn't there a thing that we were set out to find at the town at the very start of this entire campaign, and we didn't find at the town?
Well, actually, all you were looking for was information on the vault. You were looking for anything that you can use.
I swear there was, like, an actual thing that was said.
I remember, Cartman was talking in the meta when he was talking about parts. Because he was talking about stuff like the... what do you call them?
I could have sworn there was like a reactor like thingy or something we were supposed to find, stuff. But I might be completely wrong.
Yeah.
I could have sworn we were out to look for info and to see if we could find a thingy. But
yeah, to see
I'm
if you
sure.
can find technology that could be utilised in the vault.
Oh, that,
okay, never mind.
The
then.
G thing.
Yeah.
I swear there was something, but... just anything that would be useful then.
Alright. Give me another wee charisma check on that one, and I'll be speech check for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, bad. Speech check. We'll be glad to help you out with anything you need, though. And that's 2 successes. I rolled another crit.
Alright, excellent. Yeah, so Mika relents a little bit. She's happy to talk to you a little bit further. She lets you know that her vault is actually a community of scientists. So Mika herself is an ecologist. And she believes, like, they are under the impression that it's not too late to fix the world.
It would certainly be nice if that's the case. I can't deny.
What she does is she starts to tell you a little bit more about her vault, telling you that they are actually working on stuff like terraforming technology. And she discusses with you the existence of a unit called a GECK unit. GECK.
Oh, we know about that already.
Yeah, she says that she was returning from a scouting trip when she was captured by the gunners who were after something, who were after this unit, which she didn't have yet. She managed to escape to hide in the open. She managed to escape, and as she was running away, she managed to find her way to this vault, and knowing what she knows about vaults... She was able to hide in the open vault and set up all the traps.
Ah, so you nearly killed the tin can. And my leg.
Yeah, so traps were certainly effective at keeping everything out, including us, but no hard feelings.
I'm very sorry if I caused you any sort of pain on the way here. I didn't know anything about this vault. I just tried to make myself safe.
Fair enough. Well, we're certainly happy to keep you with the group for now and maybe escort you a little ways out. Once we're done, we are looking for the dear doctor's daughter, though.
I mean, she's very happy about this. She actually says that she knows where this Geck is. She's happy to give you the information in order to retrieve it, if you're able to help her get out of the vault and back to yours.
Absolutely. Always good to have another person with us. We'll find the man's daughter, find the unit, and get going.
All right. As you're finishing up this conversation, Dr. Rass looks up at you with a very, very concerned look on his face. And as you're telling her that you're going to take her out of the vault, he just shakes his head.
Oh, God damn. What is she infected with?
He looks down at the young woman with concern in his eyes, and she appears to be getting the message. Mika knows that she's dying.
Ah.
Can I analyze her, see what she's dying of?
You could. Yeah, I'm not even going to let you do a perception check for that. You've got the medical unit on you, and she's dying because she was shot.
Okay, well, can we...
that'd do it.
Can we save her?
Can we get a second opinion?
Carmen is the second opinion. Dr. Rast has already told you. Oh yeah, she's been shot.
Okay, so is Dr. Rast going to save her, or should I save her?
I don't think saving her's on the table, my guy.
Well, she's been shot. Surely we can give her something, right? We can help her.
Sometimes bullet wounds are fatal.
Yeah.
Gertrude, make it quick.
Should we ask Cap where she has been shot?
Yeah. Dr. Rast asks that question. Dr. Rast says to the young woman, please, you must tell us. This Gek sounds like it's essential for not only your vault, but for the world. And Mika agrees she'd do anything to help her vault, to help her family that still resides there. And she wants you to promise, help her. Can you help her get this Gek unit and save her family back in her old vault?
We may not be able to save you, but we can certainly complete your mission. Is there anything sentimental you'd want us to bring to your vault? To your family? Should we make it there?
She says she has nothing on her at this point other than her gun and her vault suit, her pit boy. Everything else was taken by the gunners.
Fair enough.
So look, as I said, can I heal her?
Give me a medicine check.
Just medicine check? Okay.
Okay, so your target was 9, you've rolled a 14 and a 10. You cannot heal her, no.
Okay. Can Dr. Rast try to heal her?
Dr. Rast is doing everything that he can for her. He's trying to heal her. It's not doing any good.
Could I try to push it with luck then? Because I do want to actually save this person.
Gertrude can make it quick.
We don't want to help her that way.
Yeah, unfortunately Dr. Rast lets you know that because of the time that's been since she was shot, the amount of blood that she's lost, the damage that's done to her, nothing short of a transplant and blood transfusions would save her at this point. It's just not something we can do.
Did we not have blood pack?
I think we did actually.
I thought we had
blood pack. We did have a blood pack.
I think someone did drink the blood pack already.
Oh yes, someone drank blood pack. We have Salisbury steak.
You can't really replace an organ with a steak.
Yeah.
What if we duct tape the steak to the wound? I mean, would that help? I mean,
no. It's really Winnegan has to donate her blood or she dies.
I love how you said no as if I was actually being serious. Like, no, not good, no.
No, yeah, no,
let's go ahead and duct tape Salisbury steak to the wound.
Did we need to find any more information out, or have we got everything?
I think we're good. We've got the info of where to find the Gek suit.
You want Gertrude to make it quick?
No, we sleep her.
The doctor turns to you with disgust. Says, how dare you?
Would you rather she suffer more?
We leave this up to her, not you, doctor.
Yes.
You don't get to decide whether she should be in pain for longer or for shorter.
You want it to be quick?
I mean,
there truly is no chance of saving her.
Do you have final will and testament?
Well, she hasn't said yes or no yet. Gertrude doesn't want to kill if Gertrude doesn't have to.
What can we do for you in your last days?
Dr. Rast just says, would you let me? Would you? Would you all please stand back? Please.
Oh,
let me
shut
deal with
up,
this.
Doctor.
Can we just leave her? Just leave Dr. Rast and her to do her thing?
Can we deal with her? What, Doctor? You've already said there's nothing that could be done. So I think at these last moments, it belongs to her.
Yeah. You want it quick or not?
What would you like to do?
Mika just stares up at the ceiling. She's exhausted. She's starting to accept her fate.
Would you like
Dr. Rast lays her down gently in the cold ground. He removes his gas mask. He reveals his face for the first time. Turns out that
he's ugly.
Turns out Dr. Rast is...
Put it back on! Put it back on!
Right.
Dr. Rast is unhappy with the reaction to this. He's a silver-haired, dashing man. His eyes have some compassionate tears as he stares down at the dying woman. Mika lets her head rest back against just the chair that she's propped up against. Peaceful expression touches her face at this point.
Gertrude, make it quick.
No.
We need to let her decide, Gertrude.
Yeah. The doctor presses her for more information. He tries to get... He's asking her, where? Please, tell us where we can get this Gek information. Tell us where we can find this. The girl she points to her Pip-Boy. Lets you know the information is on there.
Didn't the gunners take that?
Yeah.
I just told you that her Pip-Boy and her gun was the only things that she managed to get away with her. After all of that, Mika just sort of laughs a little bit. She laughs musically to herself. The laugh turns into a bit of a cough filled with blood. The Rast quietly hushes her. Looks over to the window. He's like, it won't be long now. You remind me of my daughter. And Mika's final breath drawn out for minutes. And just slowly passes away.
Good job, Gertrude. We asked her if we could make it quick, and we just watched her die in slow agony.
Killing her without an answer would be really barbaric.
You want the Pip-Boy, yes?
Yeah, we need that.
Dr. Rast has already got the Pip-Boy, and he's looking through it as you're speaking.
Oh, that'd make it easier than Choppy Choppy.
Yeah, you don't have to chop her arm off, she's dead. Just take it off her.
They do come off, Gertrude. This isn't used to my wrist. See?
Oh.
It's like a watch.
It just doesn't come off.
Yeah, it is actually surgically crafted onto one hand. Just hers and only hers. They got tired of her losing it and went to the harsh mesh with it.
When he doesn't know until now. Like, wait, this thing will come off.
the horror. Right, let's get moving then. We still need to find your daughter, sir.
Yeah, so the Dr. Rast, he takes the Gek. The Pip-Boy that apparently has the information for the Gek in it. And you'll start moving out of the room.
Right, are we going north next or left next?
Door opposite the room.
Yeah, so here?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Can Let's ugly go. Doctor put back on mask? Gertrude would have to look at Billy, look at Jerky Man. Don't want to have to look at you as well.
Okay, I resent that statement.
The doctor does put his mask back on. Gas?
Oh, thank God for that.
Do you think he might have a spare one for Billy Bob?
That would be
it's always a possibility.
Consider we don't have an unanswered question when again of whether or not I am your great 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 grandfather. You're one to talk.
That's just your wishful thinking and literally nothing more.
I bet I am.
Do whatever fantasy you have to yourself.
Speaking of, does this vault have active blood testing? We need to get this sorted out right now.
It's very specifically designed for addiction, not for.
So
tests.
It could do blood tests on addiction levels. So
that's not the same thing as DNA splicing, unfortunately.
Wait, I mean, there's got to be some kind of DNA test. We got to feed.
I figure at least one vault's got to avoid inbreeding, but otherwise, couldn't tell you.
I feel like every vault needs to have that to avoid inbreeding because it's
there's like a limited number of people in a confined area.
I mean, I feel like every vault needs to have DNA testing. What do you think, Cap?
No.
What?
No.
Cat, no!
Right, onwards we go.
Alright, so you move your way up across the hallway from the research, just leaving the young women behind. And you find it's like a storage room. It's just a bunch of shelves, obviously been heavily looted previously. Nothing really usable in it. But interestingly enough, to the left-hand side of the room, you do see an opening. An opening that leads into a slightly smaller storage room, but whose doorway was clearly hidden for a good number of years. Doorway Ooh. Would not be obvious if it wasn't already opened.
That seemed like bad planning. How would you not know that hallway too small? Room too small?
Well, apparently a vault full of drug dealers didn't figure that out. Or drug addicts, sorry, not dealers. Jesus, what the hell?
Anything in here?
Yeah, you go into the room, to the side, the smaller room, and you find a great deal of empty chem packets. This is obviously the room that had opened up after a few years to dispense the chems to the addict population.
Oh.
And it explains why. Out of these storerooms, there's not a lot of useful things to find here. They have been heavily, heavily looted. And nothing useful remains.
Hmm.
Alright, nothing in here then at all?
Nothing in here at all.
Alright. Back out again to find another room to search, to our left.
Alright, excellent. So, you head to the left and up a hallway. To the last area of this vault, you find an atrium. It's got a sitting area in it, a couple of potted plants, and a doorway to another room. I'm guessing okay. You're going to go into the room.
Dinkan, off you go.
Hey, I'm happy just chilling now. I disarmed all the traps. I'm done.
Well, I suppose you have done enough. Winnegan's going to like carefully poke her head around the corner.
Alright, you carefully poke your head around the corner.
No, anyone in there?
And it appears this is a much more standard medical room. So this is a doctor's office without the research for addiction going on here. This seems like a much more standard medical wing of the building.
If she'd have gone in here, she'd have survived.
Quite possibly, yes.
Yes, unfortunately, nothing is as it would have to be to actually help anybody in here. All the tables are flipped over. A number of the beds are just metal casings now. There aren't any mattresses on them. They're all on their sides, broken up. Some of them used as barriers. There's clearly a fight went on here as well, as it did in every other section of the vault. It's a very, very messed up and dirty looking medical room.
Never mind, voice in head says otherwise.
This is literally the last room in the vault. Where is this girl?
He found her. Mika was the
girl. No, we're looking for his daughter.
You followed a woman in here.
I thought his daughter was supposed to be in the vault.
Hold on. Doctor, are you gonna?
No, I'm not Gunnar, no. I told you who I am.
Yeah. Question to you. Did he say his daughter was... We were looking for his daughter down here.
He told you that he is from a place, a far harbour. He's a doctor from there, and he's searching the wastelands for his daughter.
Oh, I thought he meant his daughter was down here. God damn.
He saw a woman go into this being chased by raiders.
And he thought it was her. Okay. Yeah,
she'll mind. Just do gooder. God damn, we don't need to go in here after all.
I was looking for my daughter. I was trying to do something good. Why are you judging me for that?
Waste of our fucking time. Alright, we're leaving. We're leaving. This is a waste of our fucking time. My God.
Was there nothing good in the medical room? Yeah?
Yeah, there was... in fact, do a little perception check for me in there as well. Give me a...
Sure.
Perception...
One success, but also a crit fail. I'm either rolling 20s or 1s today. No in between.
Alright, so I'm going to make you find some really bizarre chem in there. Let's see.
I've already got psycho and jet on me.
Daddy-o.
Yeah. What is daddy-o? you find back at daddy-o, and I've got no idea what that is.
It makes you call everyone daddy. It makes everyone very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Hold on, that is an actual thing?
Yeah.
I thought you were just fucking memeing.
Yeah, no, apparently it's a drug.
Yeah, it's a drug called daddy-o.
Yeah.
I think it affects your charisma and intelligence, if I think right. I can't remember.
Okay, so it makes you smarter and more perceptive, but absolutely tanks your charisma. In the actual, video game. I don't know what it does in this TTRPG.
If Gertrude take that, Gertrude could be smarter. Then Gertrude can finish crossword.
Yeah, we can give us an intelligence bonus at the cost of charisma.
Okay, I'll add Daddy.
Add Daddy into your as a nice random find. Why the hell not? We'll give you a magazine as well from there.
Ooh, is it dirty? 420 weekly.
I'll take that.
Oh, this is quite a good one for you, Winnegan. So you find tomorrow's technology for today's super soldiers. After spending one of your fusion cells, you may spend one luck point, and if you do so, the charge is not spent, so you can get ammo back with luck points. I guess it depends on which one's more valuable at that time. I think you've got quite a bit of ammo on you, so that might not be useful to you at the moment.
Do I have good ammo? We haven't actually shot anything yet. Not today.
Not since the radroaches.
I have a decent amount of ammo. Yeah, I'm okay.
Excellent. Fantastic. So.
So this was a huge fucking waste of time. Well, we got the gold actually, so it's not too bad, but still.
Gertrude going to have to take the Pip-Boy off of that doctor. Gertrude does not trust doctor.
You seem a little scatterbrained.
Alright, so Gertrude's talking to the doctor. What are you saying?
I think Gertrude better hold on to little arm device dingy.
Dr. Rast is, he's not happy about giving it to the super mutant. He's like, what do you mean?
You let us... This is... The whole thing has been a wild goose chase. I'd quite like to help the other Vault person if I can, deceased though she might be. Good luck finding your daughter, but good lord, you need to learn to recognise her.
He asks what the team is looking to do next. What is it you're looking to do with that information?
What do you want to do with it?
Dr. Rast is very enthusiastic about finding this GECK unit.
I understand wanting to do good, but shouldn't your first priority be finding your child? You seem pretty easily distracted from that, sir.
This quest will take us all across the wasteland. I can do both at one time.
Sure. All right.
No, Gertrude, take
Gertrude will be taking that from you, though. Absolutely.
Sizing up Gertrude and seeing that Winnegan's now on Gertrude's side,
think you'd be able to protect something better than that?
Up your butthole?
The doctor relents and hands over the Pip-Boy to Winnegan.
Who hands it immediately to Gertrude.
Who hands it immediately back because Gertrude was going to give it to Winnegan
anyway. Oh, how nice of you. I didn't realise.
Gertrude dumb, but not that dumb.
All right, off we go then. Back out of the vault and to wherever the GEC unit might be.
Excellent. So you'll head out the vault. You start heading towards the atrium again. And as you get to the corridor of the atrium, you notice something floating in the middle of the atrium as you're trying to leave.
Why is there Mr. Gutsy floating?
So it seems that a Mr. Gutsy unit has been activated at some point during your travels inside and is now floating around the atrium. This is
Shit about not finding any.
This is a familiar unit. It's a Mr. Handy unit, same as our Nurse Handy unit, and this one is covered in camouflage paint and is equipped clearly with a gun and a flamethrower. He is floating around the atrium and hasn't spotted you yet.
Where the hell did that come from?
The ceiling, potentially. Just drop down.
We have been to every fucking room in this goddamn shithole, and that was not there before. Off you go, Dr. Man.
I'm not dealing with that.
Actually, Hanley, can you robot-to-robot communicate to that thing and get it to leave us alone? I mean, you are the same thing, basically.
I mean, my experience with those robots are they're dangerous.
You are one.
Yeah.
You are. It's you.
That's exactly. They are dangerous.
To yourself, maybe.
Is it a Mr. Gutsy or is it actually a Mr. Hand?
It's a Mr. Gutsy.
That's a Mr. Gutsy unit. It's a military style unit.
Well, yeah, that's not going to be friendly to me. We are not compatible.
Do we still have a Molotov or grenade to be used at all?
We used them.
Can I hide behind the corner of that wall?
I think this up to Winnegan and to Vote Lady and Jerky.
Can we maybe sneak past?
You could try.
We might as well, I suppose.
We sneak, no, Gertrude, no.
Oh, well, I got an idea.
How about I just pop her off from this distance? I got a railway rifle. Yeah, I'll go ahead and be able to pop it with my railway rifle. Let's just go ahead and hit it right now.
I will hide behind the door. If it comes through the door, I pop it on the head.
Hey, that sounds like a good idea. How about everyone hide, and I be in the middle of the doorway. It come for me, and then I'll back up, and then we all surprise attack it. Yeah. Sounds good?
Excellent plan.
Alright, so we have chosen violence.
Awesome.
We always choose violence.
I'm behind the wall, so...
The thing has a gun. And explosions. We've literally been... been stabbed and shot at and everything. Do we really want to take a chance with a robot?
Violence is not the answer. It's the question, and the answer is yes.
Absolutely.
All right, so we're committing to this.
Yes.
We commit to the bit, always.
I am going to take aim at the Mr. Gutsy with my railway rifle.
Okay, so Gertrude, Nurse Handy, and Winnegan all take places on each side of, like, on each side of the doorway, the robot and Winnegan in the top side, the Gertrude on what would be the right hand side of the doorway, and Billy Bob takes his position in the middle of the hallway looking into the atrium. Dr. Rast brings up the rear and hides behind a corner outside the hallway back in the research area.
Pussy.
I guess Billy Bob waits until the Mr. Gutsy is in a position where it's in the atrium and he has a straight shot. He's waiting. It takes maybe a few minutes, but suddenly, and entirely expectedly, the Mr. Gutsy finds its way so it's straight across from Billy Bob in the open doorway. Billy Bob, would you like to take your shot?
Absolutely. Hey, tin can! Eat lead! That is a one.
That's a success. Yeah, so you target was a 7, and you did roll a 7. And because you were waiting and you had this all planned out, only one success needed for this, even though it's quite a long shot. So I'm happy for you to roll your damage on that one.
That is 9 damage plus 1 piercing.
Oh, yeah. That's a good shot. Let's have a look, see what happens there. So the Mr. Gutsy unit does have some resistances. Has physical damage resistance, so you're going to get through one of those physical damage resistances with your piercing effect that you did there. In fact, you've rolled 2 of them, so you'll get through all of his physical damage.
He's rolled 3.
Yeah,
3
of the heads.
So you're going to do the full 9 points of damage to this Mr. Gutsy unit.
Oh, hefty hit.
A very good first hit. The Mr. Gutsy unit is taken quite by surprise.
Intruders detected. Prepare to face the full force of the Vault Tech security protocol.
But yeah, I think you've managed to hit his torso. You've punctured a hole right through the central unit of it. So he's leaking a little bit of fluid now. This Mr. Gutsy unit's now going to take a couple of points of damage each time his turn comes around. Speaking of which, it is his turn and he moves into the doorway to get into range to use his flamethrower.
Do we need to roll initiative?
Punky.
Well, I'm going to let you all get a wee hit in here because you've planned this out pretty well. He's come in, he's injured, and you're all going to get an attack of opportunity on him as he comes through the doorway. What I'm going to ask Billy Bob to do, however, is to do an agility versus survival. Agility versus survival.
Okay.
That is a crit fail. That is a,
okay. So a this fail. Plan is all going to. It's all going very, very well. However, Mr. Gutsy does manage to fire off its flamethrower for one hit. Billy Bob was unable to get out the road before you all start beating on it. It does hit.
Uh-oh.
Roll damage, you prick. You go. You take 3 damage and get set on fire.
Yeah, can we go ahead and have like a rewind button? Is there any like we can like rewind it as if it like never happened? Or
everybody else gets to now hit the robot. What do you do?
Well, I'm on fire, so what is the like what else can I do?
Yeah, so Gertrude decides to go for it. She swings her whatever it is and she hits the door. So Winnegan, what do you do?
Can I do that thing with my laser musket where I do more damage for more ammo?
Certainly, you want to triple crank it.
Yeah.
Excellent. You get to do additional damage dice for each crank, and you expend additional ammo. So, go for it. How many do you want to crank it a couple of times?
Well, I don't know if I'm gonna hit, so. I'll just crank it once.
Crank it once, excellent. So that's going to be an additional ammo for an additional damage dice. So roll the shot first. There you go, success. So he comes through the door, sets Billy Bob on fire. Gertrude just hits air, nothing at all. And you manage to strike it head on with the laser musket with additional damage at very close range. So go on and roll your damage. Remember to put in 1 additional damage dice there.
Sure thing. That's 2 damage.
With the 1 piercing. So you do 1 point of damage.
Oh, it has 2 energy resistance then?
It does, yes.
Aw.
So, plan's not going too great at the moment. Robot, Nurse Andy, what do you do?
It's Buzzsaw.
You going to join in the ambush?
Oh yeah, I'm going to Buzzsaw.
Buzzsaw, excellent. Start sawing at this Mr. Guts unit. Give me a roll.
No additional dice. There you go, it comes in twice, great. Yeah, great.
Don't worry, I'll take your first one. That was a crit success, you done well there. Fantastic, so roll your damage on that one. Target a 5 and you manage to roll a 1. Let's see if you can do enough damage to end it. It's only got 4 HP left, but it does have quite a good damage resistance.
I've clicked it, there you go. Oh, wow. Hallelujah.
Alright, so you do another 2 points of physical damage to the unit.
It says 4. Oh.
He's got damage resistance, so yeah. Unfortunately, this means that after the ambush, this Mr. Guts unit is still alive, so I'm going to have to get you all to roll initiative now. And we're going to roll the initiative for the Mr. Gutsy as well, and he's got quite good initiative. Oh no! Mr. Gutsy gets to go first.
I think we've just made like a circular firing range for this guy.
So the Mr. Gutsy backs off a little bit. Points his flamethrower towards Winnegan and Alexa this time. Or Nurse Andy.
Thank you. I really don't like that name change. It really pisses me off. But I don't know how to change it back. So my screen it says Nurse Andy.
And blasting both Winnegan and Nurse Handy, you both take 2 energy damage, but fortunately, you're not set alight.
Oh, I ain't looking too good.
And yeah, so you get to react to this first, Jay. What does Winnegan do?
Winnegan kind of jerks back, and I think maybe it burns away the sleeves of her jumpsuit a little bit, revealing that she is still incredibly wounded and bleeding from previous encounters with the roaches and the corpses. When again, all of a sudden, in the light of the flames, looks absolutely terrible, like on death's door.
Alright, and what do you do?
Oh, do I get to actually do something about this? Okay.
Yeah, it's your turn. I mean, you described how you're feeling, so what do you do about it?
No, I thought you just meant react to the injury. I was like, wait. I'm gonna... Hang on. Yeah, I'm going to try my pistol now. Just on the off chance it has slightly less resistance to physical than energy. And I'm going to see if I can't hit it with the 10 millimeter.
Given that you've done... Oh, okay. So I was going to say, given that you've done both physical and energy damage to it already, you can tell that it's got exactly the same resistance to both.
Never mind then.
But you have hit with that 10mm pistol, which is great. So a target of 6, you hit a 2 and an 8, giving you 1 success. You have hit it. So have you done enough to damage it? You have done enough to damage it. You've done the 4 damage.
Hell yes.
Yeah, so you have actually killed the Mr. Gutsy unit.
God damn, I got it back quick.
So, took a little bit longer to get that done than you thought it would. That ambush was going very well to start with. Belly Bob, you're currently on fire. What are you doing?
Screaming bloody murder. Help! Jesus Christ, help!
Can you roll 2 damage dice for me, please?
I sure can. Are they 2d4s?
No, just a wee face button at the top of your character sheet.
That is 2 damage.
Alright, so you take 2 damage. Is anybody helping him?
Guys will go and pee on him.
Isn't the robot still alive?
You're still alive. No, Mr. Gutsy's dead, but you're alive.
Yeah, I hope I'm alive. But I'm talking about the actual robot.
No, he's dead. I killed him. Oh, Jesus, he's giant.
Oh.
Oh no, a giant one's come to kill us.
No. Yeah, could we go and
pee
on
him? Can I search the robot for anything interesting, like, armor,
There are 2 people near death's door,
crappy medical unit.
I mean, one of them is, peeing on the other, putting him out.
Don't worry, Dr. Rast is helping Billy Bob.
I'm peeing on him, put him out.
So yeah, can I search the robot for anything of interest?
Sure, I mean, it's a standard military unit robot. It's got some ammo in it, some 10mm ammo. Call it 12 rounds.
Didn't you lose an arm that was a flamethrower arm? Could you rip the one off this and then use it?
Exactly what I was thinking, Soren J, but I don't think the DM wants me to salvage an arm.
You didn't ask to, so...
you can always ask, mate.
Then, can I take one of these arms off the Mr. Gutsy?
Successfully remove it, it's going to take a repair check.
Because the Mr. Gutsy's arm is like more armoured because it's military, would he slightly list to the side with the heavier arm?
We
might make him do that.
I'll be the best at armour.
Do a repair check for me.
Alright, fine. A repair check.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, success. 2 successes. So you successfully managed to remove the flame unit arm from this Mr. Gutsy. And put in your inventory.
Yay! I've got my flamer back! Right.
And for the sake of time, I'll just wrap everything up here for you. We put the fire out that is Billy Bob. And he's fine. He's a little bit singed in places, but he's alright.
Speak for yourself.
Everybody tends to their wounds a bit in the atrium of the vault. And the... Doctor is very interested to know what you're doing next with the information that you've been given. Wendigan looks through the information using the knowledge she has of Hip Boys. She establishes that the Gek is hidden in a home outside of, and I want somebody to give me a name of a city.
Chicago?
I mean, fine. a new city, a post-apocalypse city.
Springfield.
A settlement. Give me a name of a settlement.
Oh, Megaton.
I guess we're going to... Oh, my God.
New Junkington?
Actually, that's a good one. New Junkington.
New Junkington. We'll go for that because it's not actually one that's in one of the games. Thanks. Right, so the Gek is sitting outside of our home in New Junkington. She doesn't think anyone will be able to find it. What the Pit Boy also states is a couple of bits of information. So New Junkington. A man named Clements, and a password. It says here, it's time to find the promised land. So that's the information that you get from the Pit Boy. You can take this information back. So this is overall a successful mission. You've explored a vault that the Overseer wanted you to explore. You found out what happened in the vault. And you've also found the location of a GEC unit, which is a terraforming piece of technology. And very good information success. So you'll have the choice to go back to the vault, or you can continue on, as you are just now, across the wasteland to try and find this new Drunkington town.
Back to the vault.
Yeah, hang on. I haven't played Fallout, and it's time to find the Promised Land is, like, ringing bells. Don't want to be wrong.
Alright, so you all decide that you're going to go back to the vault to report this to the Overseer, and well done on a successful mission. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Thank you for listening to this episode of A Pint of Cthulhu. If you want to get in touch, you can find us on X and on Blue Sky at Pint of Cthulhu. Furthermore, if you'd like to help out the podcast, go over to our Ko-Fi page, link in the description, so mote it be.